just doesn't cut. Distinction of persons in one God. Christianity is still a monotheistic religion, and yet it is more. So, verse 2. He was in the beginning with God. In the beginning with God. In the source with God. The preposition with here in the Greek suggests turn towards. Again, distinction and oneness. But turn towards, which is very interesting, turn towards. So the second person is turned towards the first, rather preoccupied with the first, rather in love with the first. That's what love does. Love turns us towards someone. When you fall in love, you are all of a sudden turned towards that person, like it or not. That's what love does. Love turns you towards. Love is by nature ecstatic. It takes you out of yourself to the one, the object of your love, the one who has awakened this love, the good who has touched your heart. Interestingly, the same thing in the Trinity, so to speak. Turned towards exactly what characterizes love relationships. So the second person of the Trinity proceeds from the first person of the Trinity eternally and doesn't get tired, and is turned towards the first person of the Trinity eternally and never gets tired of it. It's always comical, from time to time we hear people say, are we going to get bored in heaven, like just looking forever at God? We could ask the same question. The second person of the Trinity get bored looking at the first. It's like, okay, been there, done that. Can we try something else now? No. It's beyond, again, our imagination. The second person of the Trinity with God turned towards the first, which we also see later manifest, but we'll maybe get into that later, revealed to us at the cross. The cross is the second person of the Trinity become flesh, turn towards the first, offering himself towards to the first, again, eternally. In verse 3 we read, all things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing came to be. If the Logos, the second person of the Trinity, is God, then he is creator. Always keep in mind that creation is a Trinitarian act. The triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, always together create. It's not God the Father saying, okay, I'll be right back, I've got some work to do. It's a triune act. All things came to be through him, the second person of the Trinity, God, and nothing came to be without him. Notice, interestingly, that we've gone from fruitfulness in God to creation, which is fruitfulness coming forth from God. Very interesting. So it's as though we get this peek. We're in the mystery of God, and we get to peek at creation, what comes forth from God as creator. So we have this ad intra fruitfulness, as we say, followed by this ad extra coming forth from God. Now, notice the terminology here that is used. John uses the expression came to be as distinguished from what he used when he refers to the second person of the Trinity. He doesn't say the Logos came to be. He says the second person of the Trinity was, period. Whereas creation came to be. When it comes to creation, there is a becoming. All that exists in our world, including our little selves, came to be. And came to be thanks to God. God simply is. So there's always that wonderful question when you go to, you know, fourth or fifth grade class. It's like, well, who made God?